as the temple was a copy and shadow of the heavenly sanctuary, and we see now in a mirror dimly what will in heaven be fully known. So my prayer for you, Papa, is that in your newfound ministry, the Father's heart for you will beat all the more clearly, your heart an echo of his own. When you see your firstborn's face and in your heart exclaim, "This is the most beautiful thing I've ever made," may you be taken back to the sixth day when God breathed life and delighted in they who bore his image and represented his name. When you hear her first say, with eyes locked on your face, "Papa," may you remember that day you were first changed, adopted, crying out that first time, "Abba, Father." When you cheer her on as she takes her first steps right into your arms, may you be overcome with gladness that the Father is pleased with the faith you place in him. In fact, he's rejoicing every time you return, delighted with each believing step. When you think of all the ways you want to express your love for her, in small ways and big, may you consider the Father's heart to give good gifts to his children. Goodwill is yours in him. And when she tests your limits and rebels in her sin, may you be empowered to lovingly discipline and to forgive again and again, being so fully convinced the Father knows your own weak frame and yet shows compassion, his grace abounding every time, much more than your sin. A father's heart is a shadow, but the substance is God. Your commitment just a drop from his ocean of love. My prayer for you is to swim in that sea, exploring its depths as you cherish our seed.